Hallelujah. He came for you and what? You and I. He said, follow after peace with all men. And the sanctification without which no man will see the Lord. Beloved, if you did not pursue peace with all men, if you not set yourself apart, you will not see God. Hallelujah. He said, pursue peace with all men. Go with me quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. The Bible says in verse 17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. Praise the living Jesus. He says, therefore, when you are in Christ Jesus, your life is new. The old one is gone. Look at what he said in the next verse. In verse 18, he said, after this from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. That was the main purpose why Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ set himself apart. Jesus Christ set himself apart. He sanctified his life. He lived a new life. And the Bible says, when you and I follow this God, what happened? Our old man dies. A new man comes to be. Are you ready to sanctify your life? Are you ready to follow Jesus with all your life? Look at what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. That is why he says in the book of John chapter 17, John chapter 17, from the 15 of it, John 17, 15. So Bible says, my prayer is not that you take them out of this world, but that you protect them from all the evil one. He continued in the next verse. The 16 said what? They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Continue, please. 17 says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is true. Hallelujah. Sanctify them. So go to verse 17 of it. Sanctify them. Sanctify them by thy truth. For thy word is true. Children of God, Jesus said we should be sanctified. Before he went to the cross of Calvary, he told the Father, please do not take them away. Protect them from this world. And now say to them, sanctify these people with thy truth. The word of God is true. When you live according to the word of God, your life will be sanctified. It's a sanctified day. It's a sanctified day by the truth. For the word is truth. He now said in verse 18, in verse 18, say what? As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world also. Children of God, me and you, we are here for a purpose. You and I are here for a purpose. The purpose why Jesus died for you was to sanctify you, was to bring you to the Father. was to give the Father the authority over your life. Jesus beckoned the Lord. He spoke to the Father concerning you. He prayed to the Father concerning you. All he asked for, sanctify them. Sanctify them. How can you be sanctified? How can you live a life that gives glory to God? Look at what he said in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, from verse 1 of it, the Bible says what? So hear what I want to do. God helping you take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering, and praising what God does for you in the best thing you can do for Him. Hallelujah. Psalm 2, please. Hallelujah. Do not be confirmed. Do not be confirmed with the patterns of this world. That is the only way you can live a sanctified life. I can live a sanctified life. For Jesus said, you don't belong to this world. I don't belong to this world. We are only passing through the world. And he said to his Father, your truth. You are God of truth. You are the God of truth. Then sanctify them with the truth. And Jesus said, in that moment, that's where, verse 2, says, do not be confirmed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind, that you might know the will of God for your life. Children of God, live a sanctified life. Be sanctified so you can see God. Be sanctified so you can have a relationship with God. Be sanctified so that you can enter the kingdom of heaven. The old man cannot enter heaven. He's only a new man, sanctified by the truth, that we enter that place. Beloved in the house, look at the person beside you and tell the person, are you sanctified? Are you sanctified? Are you living the life of sanctification? Do God know you? Did you see the Father of that day? Live a sanctified life. That is what is required of you. The Bible says, because Jesus lived a sanctified life and went to heaven, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, from verse 11. Hebrews chapter 9, from verse 11. The Bible says, but when Christ appears as a high priest of a good thing to come, hallelujah, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not a part of this creation. Hallelujah. He entered a land or a kingdom not built by hand, not created. Do you know why? He lived a sanctified life. He lived by the truth. He walked by the truth. And the Bible says, he finished that which he has started. Look at the next verse, please. The next verse says what? He did not enter by the means of the blood of enter the most holy place once for all by his own blood.
Having obtained eternal redemption.
The blood of gold and
bulls
and the ashes of the harper sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean. Sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean, they are outwardly clean.
Hallelujah.
The blood of goats,
the
blood of sheep, was sprinkled on the people to wash them outside, to sanctify them outside, not from the inside. Look at the next verse, please. Hallelujah. Chapter 9, verse 14. Look at what he says. How much more than with the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished
to God,
cleanse our conscience from the
act
that leads to death. So that the blood of Jesus wash us from the inside. The blood of gold wash them from the outside. But the inside was still having a problem. They needed the inside to be clean. For the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
And
he says, the house is the spring of life. The blood of Jesus didn't just wash us from the outside. He washed us both the outside and the inside. And present us before the living Lord. That is what he did for you on the cross of
Calvary.
That is why you and I are here to the same
thing.
He was a perfect
sacrifice.
He lived a sanctified life. He lived a sanctified life. In the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. So I say, lay by the Spirit, I will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. A sanctified life. A sanctified life. We will not live by the flesh. A sanctified life. We live to please God. And God alone. He says, he that is led by the Spirit. He that allows the Spirit of God to lead him. A sanctified Christian is no longer living by himself or by herself. The Holy Spirit take over. The Holy Spirit take over. The Holy Spirit take over. Children of God, when your life is sanctified, you no longer live for yourself. Jesus take over. The Spirit of God take over. Look at what he said in this verse. Hallelujah. Hold this up, please, to me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17.
Look
at what he said in number 17. For the sinful nature does what is called. spirit. Remember what Jesus Christ told the Father. Praise the name of Jesus. Because of our time. Hallelujah. Five things we need to know about the sanctified. Five things we need to know about sanctifying. Being sanctified needs a cooperation, number one. It involves cooperation. A compression between you and God. A compression between you and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a compression. You must be willing for the truth to change you. You must allow the word of God to change you. There must be a cooperation between you and the Spirit of God. There must be a connection between you and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God cannot control you if you are not in cooperation with Him. So one of the things you need to know, you need to have a compression of God. Number two. I just said number two. But the point was, you should have words. Hallelujah. The word of God. You must walk in the word of God. Hallelujah. Number one is it involves the word of God. Jesus said, sanctify them by the truth. Sanctify them by the truth. Sanctify them by the truth. For your word is truth. The word of God was inside of them. Number two of it, you must get involvement, you must be involved. There must be a cooperation between the Holy Spirit. There must be an involved cooperation. You must be ready to cooperate with God. Hallelujah. When you go back home, please. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 10. Time will not permit us to go through them. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Number three. It is an ongoing process. Sanctification does not just stop. It's an ongoing process. As long as like this world, but you need the word of God. As long as like this world, you need the Holy Spirit. As long as like this world, you need the leading of the Holy Spirit. So it's an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. It is an ongoing process. Amen. Let me tell you about the book of Matthew, please. It's not just Mark. Mark, hallelujah. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, ma'am, please, somebody, please. Verse 9, please. Mark chapter 2, verse 9.
Mark chapter 2, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Whether it is easier to say to the seed of the palsy, thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk up thy bed.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said, which one is not easy? Is it to forgive the sin or to ask him to rise and walk? He told the man, arose, pick your bed and walk. It's a process. What was the process? The sin was forgiven. After the sin was forgiven, what was the next thing? Is it move? Truth of God, sanctification is a process. It's an ongoing process. Point number four. Because of time, hallelujah. Is sanctified. To be sanctified, it is a goal and a measure in Christ's likeness. It's a goal. A measure. I want to be like Jesus. I want to live like Jesus. I want to do the things that Jesus does. Jesus did a sanctified life. Jesus said, as I am of this world, I am not of this world. So they are not of this world. Sanctification. Please also to be like the image of God. It's a goal. A goal and a measure of every believer. To be like Jesus Christ. The book of Romans, sir. Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
For whom he did foreknow,
yes,
he also did predestine, to be conformed to the image of his son. That he might be the firstborn among the many brethren.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was it there? We are predestined to be like God in the image of Christ. Every believer, every child of God that chooses to be sanctified, will be grafted into the family of God. He says, for God knows what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the life of those who love him along the same line as the life of his son. The son stands first in the line of humanity. It was called we see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. We are shaped, we are grafted in the life of God. That is what sanctification can do to us. That is the benefit of being sanctified. Number five of it. The benefit of being sanctified. When we are sanctified, we become the primary instrument. The primary instrument is the word of God. Sanctification is the primary instrument of the word of God. Hallelujah. Sanctification, sir, is the primary instrument, which is the word of God. Jesus said, what did he say? Sanctify them.
This one.
Thy words, man? Thy truth. For thy word is what?
Is
truth. Hallelujah. How do you want God to sanctify
you?
How do you want to live a sanctified Christian life?
Let's
go to the book of John 17, 17. John 17, 17. Hallelujah. John 17, 17, sanctify them by thy truth.
Thy word is true.
Sanctify them. I want us to rise upon our feet today. As you celebrate this Easter
today,
think of this one thing. What is that thing? Do I know the truth? I'm preserving open quickly to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy,
please.
2 Timothy 3. Hallelujah. Verse 16. 2 Timothy 3:16.
All scripture
is given
by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine.
Yes.
For reproof. For correction.
For instruction.
In righteousness.
17, man.
That the man of God.
The man of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is true. It's sharper than any sword. I want you to close your eyes right now. Let us pray. Are you sanctified? Are you living by the truth? God is calling you today. He said, Jesus said, you are not of this world. I want to tell you, you are not of this world. Hallelujah. Why don't you go to him and say, Father, sanctify me by thy truth. Father, sanctify me by your truth. Create in me a clean heart. May my name be written in the book of life. Wash me from the inside out. That I might be white inside and white outside. Sanctify me by your truth. Why don't you just go to your mouth and tell your Father right now? The Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, sanctify me by thy truth. For your word is truth. Sanctify me, Lord Jesus, by your truth. Why don't you just talk to your Father? Remember what he did for you on the cross of Calvary? He died that you and I might see. Remember the word of God says that the blood of Camel, the blood of gold, could only wash us from the outside. But the blood of Jesus, the perfect blood of Jesus, washed us from the inside and made us new again and present us to the Father. Why don't you go to your Father and say, Father, sanctify me by your truth. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you sanctify us by your truth, Lord. My Father, my God, sanctify us by your truth. For your word is truth, O Lord. Oh God, by thy praise, our life, O God, is meaningless without you. My Father, my God, I come to you that you will wash us from the inside. You will set us pure, O Lord. You will wash us, O Lord, with the blood you shed on the cross of Calvary, that our life will not remain the same. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, listen carefully. He said, What shall it profit a man to gain the whole
world
and lose his soul? Beloved, he died for you and for me. He died for all. By washing away our sins. Why don't you go to him once again? Say, Father, I know I'm a sinner. Wash me tonight. Purge me from all unrighteousness, that I might be clean. Why don't you talk to your Father in the name of Jesus? Father, once again we come to you, knowing that we are not clean. We have to sanctify us, O Lord. Purge us from the inside. Wash us out of life, that we will be white as snow. In the name of Jesus. Father, sanctify us, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you once again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today. We ask that you wash us with your blood, that we might be white as snow. The blood of goats, the blood of sheep, could only wash us from the outside. But your precious blood washed us from the inside. We want to walk in cooperation with you. Fill our heart with your word. For your word is truth, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. That we will live a life that gives glory to your name. Sanctify us, O Lord. That we will live our life for purity. Sanctify us, O Lord. That we will please you and you alone. Father, we thank you. We pray for those that are not in the church today, that you will sanctify them as well, Lord, with the word of truth, O God, that their life will not remain the way they live. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
I ask for it. Is a gift to be desired. Is a gift to be desired. If you look at verse 5, of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4 and 5, it says, he who speaks in tongues edifies himself, or he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish you all speak with tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I wish that you all speaks in tongues. Brethren, how to stay on fire for God? You see, there are sometimes people start so well. People are burning for the Lord. But give them some time. They will fade away. You begin to wonder, what happened to this sister? What happened to this pastor? What happened to this man of God? What happened to this bishop? Check out the life of that person.
In fact,
there is some things that he has allowed. So how do we stay on fire? Sometimes you see some choristers, some sisters, they can sing so well. Even when they are singing, you will see the anointing of God moving in the auditorium. All of a sudden, we begin to look for the sister. Before you know it, people would say, have you not heard? She's pregnant.
By the tariff,
Or And because of shame, the sister will disappear. The church will lose that sister to the world. So for us, to still be on fire for the Lord, we have three main enemies. What did I say?
Three
major enemies. One of them is lust. Lust. L-U-S-T. Lust. Another one is pride. Pride. You see people raise up their shoulders. You see people raise up their shoulders. When you call them by their name, they won't answer you unless it's a sister or brother. When you see some pastors, you need to give them their title. Call them by their title before they can answer you. Pride. Another one is greed. You find out that it is somehow difficult for us to differentiate these things. Sometimes we put them into one box. Lost, when you are lusting over something that is not your own. Something that is not your own, something you know you cannot achieve, you want it by all costs. Right, when we raise our shoulders, we think we are bigger than the way we are. People no longer talks to you. People no longer advises you. People no longer send you an errand. When your mother is telling you something, say, "Mommy, leave me alone." Your teacher in the school is even afraid to ask you of your homework. You don't have regard, you don't have respect for anybody anymore. Greed. You want it self-centered, you want it just for you. You want everything, you want it. Mobile phone, you want iPhone 7, you want iPhone 13, iPhone 14, they must buy it for you. The railing jeans in the market, you want to wear the jeans, you want to wear the shoes, you know their names. Self-centered, it's only me. If you are this kind of a person, you cannot. The Lord cannot set you on fire. Remember Adam,
the second Adam,
the first man that fell in the Garden of Eden. You remember Eve? And I believe we know the story of our Lord Jesus Christ so well. These people face the same temptation, the same problem that we are facing today. The same trick that the devil used to get to them. I have come to tell you tonight that the devil has not changed those tricks. He doesn't have any new tricks. He is still using the same tricks against us. The good news is that God has given us four weapons to combat these tricks. What did I say? How many weapons? Four weapons to fight. One of them is prayer. The first one is prayers. And the second one is fasting. When we fast. When we fast. The third one is the word of God. The word of God. I will take some time to begin to expatiate on these things. And the last one there is giving.
Giving.
Brethren, I will go back to the first one, prayer. A lot of time people state, I am busy. Because they are busy, they don't have time for prayers. Because they think they are busy, they don't have time to pray. But I think it's just a pride in a masquerade to cover up that I am busy. But you find out that the same people that say they are busy, because they are busy, they don't come for prayer meeting. Because they are busy, they don't have time for Bible study. But when they have a problem, they will start calling pastor, please pray for me. They will start fasting because there is a problem. Why wait for problem to come? Why wait? That is the plan of the devil. To keep us busy, for us to believe that we are busy. I hope you are following me tonight. They wait when they have accidents before they start praying. Brethren, when you pray, it does not really mean that God is going to grant all your prayer, all your prayers. But you are telling God that I cannot do it by my power. I cannot do it alone. God, I need your help. God, as I sleep tonight, release your angels to watch over me. You are telling God that I am surrendering, I'm giving my life into your hands. Brethren, prayer is an oxygen that keeps the fire burning. When we pray, we are committing everything in the hand of God. I'm fasting. We know the story of our Lord Jesus. So well. I want us to go back to that story. Let's see the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4. All the four Gospels will have this story, but I prefer the one of Dr. Luke. Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterwards, when it had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking him up on the high mountain, showing him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give to you and their glory. For this has been delivered to me, and I give to whomsoever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, All this will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve. Hallelujah. 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 You can just imagine the old Jesus. Jesus, the living God. Jesus, filled of the glory of God, has gone to fast. And the devil had the audacity to come and face him. Then who am I? Then who are you? Jesus did not go for a night party. He has gone to fast 40 days. No food, no water. And the devil was not afraid to confront him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he began to question him. They began to, it's like trade by barter. Tell me, I tell you, let's see who is going to win. Brethren, fasting is not a bribe to the Lord. Fasting helps us to fight the flesh. Fasting helps us to fight lust. Fasting helps us to fight pleasures of the world. It teaches us that Christianity is a thing of self-denial. Self-denial. That is not everything our eyes see that we want. Fasting is about self-discovery. When you fast, you discover that there is something inside of you that you have. But in the natural, you will not know that you have it. So fasting helps you to discover who you are. It requires full surrender of life. When you fast, your spiritual senses will be sharpened. Remember, Jesus with his disciples, he had asked them this question: who does the Son of Man say that I am? The people out there, your friends, okay, you, who am I to you? Who am I? Remember, the disciples, they were answering these different kinds of answers were coming. Different kinds of answers were coming. You are a prophet. And remember the answer that Jesus. Remember when Peter said, you are the Son of the Living God. Remember what Jesus. Who can help me? Who is a Bible student here? Who can help me? If you know it, let me see your hand. Hallelujah. 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 He said, flesh and blood have not told you this. So when you fast, flesh and blood dies. Your spirit man will be in tune. Your spirit man will be alive. Hallelujah. 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 Do you know why sometimes when we pray, nothing happens? Because the words that is coming out from our mouth is not coming with power. But when you are a Bible student, like Jesus, when he had an encounter with the devil, one word, he said, it is written. This is the living God. This is the living word himself. Then he still told the devil that it is written. It is written where? Who wrote it? It is written. So, brethren, sometimes the devil defeats us because we don't know what is written about us. We don't know what is written about us. We don't know the covenant we have with God. But when you know that you are a covenant child of God, it becomes difficult for the devil to molest you. It becomes difficult for the devil to stop you. It becomes difficult for the devil to keep you. Jesus told the devil, it is written.
Yes, sir.
This is the living word. This is the living word. So, brethren, we must endeavor to study the word of God. If we know truly we want to burn for the Lord, if we want to be the carrier of that fire to the next generation, we must study the word of God. There is no excuse. Some of us believe, I don't know how to read. I don't know how to write. You must know how to read the word of God. And I want to tell God, because right now, the Bible is translated in so many languages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you don't know how to read, now on your phone, you can download the one that will read while you listen. Am I saying something? Am I communicating? Am I communicating? So we have no excuse. When you know the word of God, those fake prophets out there will not be prophesying to you what is not in the word of God. They will not ask you to go and bring money before they pray for you. Hallelujah. 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 So we must do this to make sure that we don't repeat the same mistake that our parents made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must learn to replace our food with the word of God. We must learn to replace our food with prayers. Coming to church is not just enough. Dancing for the Lord is not just enough. I am in the worship team, it's not just enough. I am a pastor, I am a bishop, it's not just enough. For you to carry this fire, for this fire to continue to burn, you must study the word of God. Because the word of God is new every morning. It's new every day. I'm telling you the truth. There are people you call now. Please come and pray for us. They will disappear from church. You won't see the person again. Some people, you must give them notice to prepare for prayer of 10 minutes. If not, they will disappear. Because they are not used to it. How many of us here want to burn for the Lord? How many of us here want to burn for the Lord? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
And then him should get up with that I've run in as half it as I take that.
Hebrews 11 verse 6. Anybody that sees there can read for us.
But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Mm.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is what he rewards those that come to church. He rewards those that are singing. He rewards those that are preaching. Who does he reward? Those that diligently seek him. Those that diligently seek him. So do you see why sometimes we come to church and nothing is happening in our life? Some of us, one of our legs is in. The other leg is out.
It's
by our character. When they say something is 4 o'clock, meeting is 4 o'clock. You see some people coming by 5. Maybe they will be hanging around. Let's wait, let the worship time, the praise time, so that they just want to show up so that people, my friends, will know I came to church. This kind of people, God doesn't bless them.
He
said, I am the God that diligently, I will reward those that diligently seek me. And if you look at that word, seek, S-E-E-K, seek is an active word. It's an active word, seek. You must do something for the Lord. You won't do something for the Lord. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what? I have not seen anybody. That is genuinely seeking God. That God allow you to be put to shame.
Allah allow
you to go. I have not seen. So if you see that man of God, or that man, or that woman, that is a seeker of God, and his life is not moving forward, there is a question mark in the life of that man. Because the God we are serving is a covenant-keeping God. He's a God that cannot lie. When he says a thing, he makes sure that he fulfills what he has said. He said, my word will not come back to me void, or let it accomplish that purpose which is being sent. This is God. A man that is diligently seeking God, that God allowed to be put to shame. Hallelujah. 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 You must change. We must change our attitude. We must change our character if we are to move for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, as followers of Jesus, we cannot be close to God without our hearts being connected. Our heart must be connected to what we believe. That sometimes you see yourself preaching in the dream when you're sleeping. Sometimes you see yourself encouraging people when you are sleeping. You will see that those dreams where they are chasing you, where they want to kill you in the dream, those dreams will begin to disappear. Those dreams where you see yourself eating in the night, when you're sleeping, you're eating. You see, those dreams will go. Because then you begin to burn. Even in your family, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, they will notice the difference. Then we see that there's a difference now in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we must be connected to what we believe. We must be connected. Then you begin to treasure the word of God. People, your friends will no longer say something that is not good where you are seated. Our giving. You know, some of us, when they say offering time, hello. Offering time. You see that some people don't talk at that time. They begin to. This money we are contributing. What are they using it for? Every time money. You see that they begin to murmur. What are they doing with this money? If you don't have to give, you better keep quiet.
After the next purpose.
If you don't have to give, when people are murmuring, don't give. Don't talk. Some people say, what is this pastor saying? You don't know we are students. We are not working. You have to start to learn it now. It's not only money you can give. Some people, their own is food. They can never share their food with somebody. Never. You have to learn. So we come together with these things to bond for the Lord. If you look at the pages of the Bible, you find out that there are so many people that their life will change, transform because they rendered help to other people. Sometimes they entertain angels without knowing that they are angels. There is somebody here tonight, your life will change after today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say your life will change after today. In the mighty name of Jesus. There are so many organizations. There are so many companies making excess money in our world today. WhatsApp is one of them. Facebook is one of them. The money they are making, who is asking them what they are doing with it? So why must it be only the church? Can't we ask ourselves this question? To know that this is the area where the devil is fighting us. And unbelievers, they don't ask this question. It's us, we Christians, that ask this question. Because of our greed. Brethren, for those who are afraid of spending their money for God's kingdom, definitely they will lose it. In one way or the other, what you cannot give, you cannot have. That's why you see some people every day they cry of money. I don't have. They forget that death and life are in the power of the tongue. That those that love it will eat the fruit thereof. What you say is what you have. That's why I beg you. When it comes to giving, don't murmur. Let it come from your heart. If you don't have to give, it is okay. Do you remember the time we had this coronavirus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of us here were infected? Is there anybody here that had corona?
They love Corona.
Anybody here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your hand for our Lord Jesus. Do you know that the best hospitals in the world were shut down? Australia as a country was shut down. Nobody comes in, nobody goes out.
Australia, our Australia.
Do you know how many people that died in America? Where they have best hospitals, best doctors. I believe God used that exercise to tell us that you guys are still my children. Because the world at a point is trying to compete with God. So I believe that the Lord just wants us to get some tests, some exam, to see how we will fail this exam hopefully, and the world failed. Everything was shut down, football shut down, clubs shut down, schools shut down, churches shut down, everything shut down. There was no remedy. So these days, where is the money? Where is the money? Where were the best doctors in the world? How many of us took the injection? How many of us here took the injection? How many of us here took the vaccine? Thank you. I did, but I want to tell you that it is not the vaccine that kept me alive. We don't even know what they put in our body. We don't even know. I took the second one, the third time I said I'm done. It's not that person that kept us alive. It is God saying, okay, it's okay. We don't know the next one that is coming, we don't know. That is why we have to make sure we are ready to burn for the Lord. That no matter what comes our way, no matter what comes, the Lord will be there with us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Okay, if you see it, you can read for me.
Matthew 6:19.
Let not for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am showing you this in the Word of God, so that you don't say, what is this man saying? I'm not working, I don't have money. Then we need to begin to understand it now. It's not only money. It's not only money. We should use any means to live a life of generosity. To live a life of generosity. Brother Jesus commended the widow in the Bible who gave the money to the corrupt church. You know, Jesus came to the temple. He came to the temple and he sat in the front and he was watching as people were dropping their offering, were giving their money. Remember, Jesus saw a widow that put all that she had in the basket. I was thinking that Jesus would call the woman back and say, no, madam, take your money. Where did Jesus allow her to give, to put the money? And she, he knew, Jesus knew, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. He knows all and all. Why did he not tell the woman, no, madam, take your money? He allowed the woman to drop the money. And later on, he commended her. He said, from all this offering, from all this woman, this woman has given all that she has. All that she has. So, graduate, remember, all we have is from him. So it's a test. It's like you buy chips for a child. And you come back, you want to play with the child and say, please, can you give me some chips? The child will refuse. What do you think about that child? What do you think about the child? Can somebody help me? What do you think about the child? Can somebody help me? Greedy and he doesn't have wisdom. Because if the child has wisdom, he will know that it's my mommy that gave me the chips, so I can share. So we are greedy, that is the meaning. That's why we don't share what God has given to us. Remember, Jesus was always having problems with these people in the temple. So Jesus knew the business. Remember, Jesus went to the temple, and when he got there to the temple, he sees that the church has become a business place where they are selling and buying. He was angry. And he chased everybody and he was with him. So Jesus knew that the church was corrupt. He did not stop the offering. He did not stop it. But instead he encouraged it. So if you know you want to work for the Lord, be ready to live a life of generosity. Be ready to share. And I am here tonight not just for you, because by the means of the gospel, all of us are messengers. When you get out of this place, share this message. Tell your parents, tell your friends. And as you do that, your life will change. I say your life will change in the mighty name of Jesus. So, brethren, there is no other way to get rid out of mammon. You must give the one that belongs to Caesar. And the one that belongs to God, you must give to God. Because it's always there. It is always there. I have had different stories of how debt were written off. And God is the same God of yesterday, He is the same today, and He will be the same forever and ever. All we need to do is to trust Him. All we need to do is to do what? To trust Him. To trust Him. To trust Him. And as we trust Him, He will never disappoint us. I said He will never disappoint us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, every season in our life, we require a new sacrifice. Every new season in our life, we require a new sacrifice. I stayed in Ayamashu for some years, probably 2 years. Before I moved to Mahdi. And I started attending the church in Mahdi. something was done on me. Because how I moved to Mahdi was a miracle. I don't want to start telling all the stories because of our time. But I made up my mind since I'm now in Mahdi, the transportation I was paying to get to Mahdi, I'm going to add it to my offering. If you ask me how that idea came, I cannot explain it.
No,
but I have the Lord very well about it. I was moved from
Ayelashir.
I was sharing 2-bedroom flat with about 8 people. You can see how inconvenient that would be. This story I'm telling you, my bishop here knows the story. So when I moved to Mahdi, I started staying in 3-bedroom flat alone by myself, only me. All the rooms there have air conditioning. I was not paying electricity bill. I wasn't paying water bill. So that voice I had very well. Ask your transport, put always, every Friday, put it in your offering. And I'm not talking about tithe. Tithe is different. But your offering, add your transport to it. And I started doing that. I started doing that. And I want to tell you that God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. I said, God is faithful. So if you want to burn for the Lord, if you want to burn for the Lord, you must change your mind on the gospel that you said you have
received.
I want us to quickly run to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, before we stand up to pray tonight. There's something I want to show us. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28. Acts of the Apostles 28, 1-5. It says, now, when they had escaped, this is Paul now. Now, when they had escaped, they also find out that the Islamic island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness. But they lighted a fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that we have fallen, and because of the cold. But when God had gathered a bunch of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fasted on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature, hanging on from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, who thought he had escaped the sea. Yet justice does not allow him to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. Hallelujah. 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 Brethren, when you start building the fire, your life will usually get worse. When you say that I have surrendered, when you said from today I have given my life to our Lord Jesus Christ, Be ready for problems. Be ready for challenges. What did I say? What did I say? Be ready for challenges. You see, the gospel we are hearing now, many of us are being deceived. Some people are not telling us the truth. The moment you begin to pray, things will begin to work like the bed of rosaries. It's not true. Receive your money, receive your car, receive your wife, receive your husband. It's not true. Brethren, the Lord will want to vent your heart. The Lord will want to check you out. Do you truly know who I am? He told his disciples, he said, whoever that wants to come with me must be ready to carry his cross. Today we wear cross, big chain. Our trousers are here. Big cross. But somehow we don't know the meaning of the cross. Cross was an object of death, of mass death. You are going to crucify somebody. Like you are putting somebody on the firing squad. So he told them, carry your cross. So Apostle Paul knew, he understood what it means. Imagine someone who was going to preach the gospel, and the boat he has entered has capsized. And miraculously, he was able to come out without getting drowned. And the island where this happened was the island of Malta. And the people there came out and helped them. Gave them food. And they brought firewood. And they make fire. And all of a sudden, snake jumped out from the firewood. And the snake looked for everywhere to bite Paul. Who can tell me where did the snake bite? Because the devil knew that Paul was going to use the hand to heal the sick. Because the devil knew that Paul was going to use the hand to do something useful for the Lord. Brethren, as you start building the fire, your life will usually get worse. People must ask, what kind of God you're serving? People will ask you questions. The devil himself will ask you questions. The life of Job was an example. That the wife even told him, why don't you curse this God if you're going to die? There are some of us here. When you catch the fire, you might be disowned. Your father will say, pack your things, leave my house. So you must be ready. Even in the school, when friends will begin to call your names, be ready. But you must be informed. That's why I'm here tonight. You must be informed. Jesus was informed. That's why he defeated the devil. He told him, he said, it is written. In your place of work, you might be rejected. So they ready. The people there told us this so the water, the sea cannot kill you.
But
and yet we try to save you, yet now you are a murderer. You are a murderer. You know what it means to tell a pastor or to tell a preacher you are a murderer.
هل أنت تعرف يعني شنو أنا بقول لك قصيد لما أنت زوج سحر؟
I was surprised that Paul did not stand there to begin to defend himself.
هو يعني كان يعني ما هو كان متحي أو متحي.
The Bible said that he just shook it off. He shook it off.
إنه هو بس أخذ نفسه من كلامه.
I have made that mistake myself.
People.
I want to answer you. Pastor Amy asked me some time ago, he said, Kingsley, I thank God for your life. You don't fight anymore.
But
I was ready to fight anything that comes my way. I was thinking it's by power. It's by power. That is not by power, it's not by mind. But by my spirit says the Lord of
hosts.
For you, you know sometimes we love so much to quote the scriptures. But when it comes to acting, in the midst of fire, in the midst of trouble, you will forget to go
back.
You will forget who you are. They told Paul, you are a murderer. The Bible said he shook the snake off. He shook it off. That means if God be for you, nobody can be against you. If God be for you, nobody can be against you. I need you to talk to somebody tonight. Tell the person by your side, if God be for you, if God be for you, nobody can be against you. Brethren, I've come to tell you tonight that God is to be worshipped. God is to be worshipped. I say God is to be worshipped and not to be used. And not to be used. And not to be used. So many of us always want to use God. We forget that we cannot use God. We can't use Him. The only secret of being used by God. The only secret. To be used by God is to stop using Him and to love Him. And to love Him. The fire does not bring out snakes. The fire does not bring out snakes. It will only expose the snake in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Meaning that the problem that we are already there will begin to be exposed. When this fire comes upon us, when it comes upon us, brethren, you cannot walk in dominion if you don't have devotion. For you to walk in dominion, you must have devotion. How many of us here tonight want to walk in dominion? How many of us here now want to walk in dominion? You want to be in charge. In charge of your life, in charge of your environment. Because God has given it to us. Hallelujah. Brother, snake will always attract what God intends to use in your life. What God intends to use, what God wants to use in our life.
The snake
will always come to attack it. What God wants you, the place where you are good, where you are good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. If the devil, for example, wants to end the career of a footballer, where does he attack? An intelligent student, this girl is very smart. Where does the devil attack? And the devil will say, smoke this cigarette, drink this beer, it's okay, it's good for you. And they give him one stick, he smoked, and this cigarette is good. Tomorrow they will give him another type. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next tomorrow they will give him the one they rap. Some people here, they understand what I'm saying. They give him the one they rap. And he will smoke it and say, when he gets to the house, the mother says, hey, he's on sea. So gradually. Some people is tablets they give them to drink. The moment they drink that, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody the devil is a liar. I can't hear you. Remember, I told us at the beginning. He does not have any new tricks. The tricks he is using now was the old tricks. So we are smarter than the devil. The moment the fire of God comes upon our life, we are smarter than him. And you will be smarter than him in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be smarter than him in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, God is a consuming fire. I want us to be on our feet. We are going to pray. Ask someone by your side, are you ready to pray tonight? I can't hear you. Ask the person, are you ready to pray tonight? We are going to sing this song. Give me the grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me the grace to follow.